Charm School, written by Anne Fine and read by Prunella Scales.
Chapter 1.
I can't choose anything,
wailed Bonnie, tossing the brochure on the floor.
Not out of this horrible lot. Why can't I just stay here?
Oh, yes, scoffed her mother. Spend the whole day alone here in a house where the furniture hasn't even arrived yet, next door to people we haven't even met, who might be axe murderers. Oh, yes. She picked up the brochure. Now, quickly, sweetheart, choose one of the classes or I'll have to choose one for you. Bonnie snatched the brochure and went down the list again.
Copper plate handwriting, she groaned. Practical parenting. Defensive driving. And charm school.
She held it back down.
All right, I've chosen. I'll do practical parenting.
You can't do that. It says you need a baby.
I'll borrow one.
Don't be silly. You haven't even met anyone your own age yet. How could you find a baby? Her mother glanced impatiently at her watch. Now listen, Bonnie, we haven't time for any more of this. We have to leave now. This new job's important to me. I only have one day to brush up my accounting skills and pass the test to get my certificate. And my class starts at 9, so choose now, choose! Bonnie scowled horribly. The packing, the move, losing her friends. A whole empty summer yawning in front of her with absolutely no company before starting again in a strange school. She was as miserable as she could be.
Why can't I just come with you?
What? To bookkeeping advanced? You don't know anything at all about bookkeeping. It sounded so babyish to say, the way I feel, I'd rather just sit next to you all day, not understanding anything, than be sent off to do something of my own. Instead, Bonnie said sullenly,
so? I don't even know what copperplate handwriting is. I'm too young to drive, and I may never have a baby.
Her mother laughed and reached for the car keys. You know what this means, don't you, Bonbons?
No, said Bonnie. No, no, no.
She kicked out at the bright pink sheet of paper that had fallen from the brochure.
No, she said again. I am not going to charm school.
Get in the car.
No, said Bonnie. Not if you paid me £40 million. Not if you boiled me in oil. Not if you begged me with tears rolling down your cheeks like pearls.
Get in the car. If you do this to me, Bonnie warned her mother, I'll never speak to you again. I won't take out the rubbish. I won't make you pots of tea when you're tired. I won't bring home any of the notes from school. And I'll grow up to be a round-the-world yachtswoman, so you won't just have to worry about me for a few hours now and then. You'll have to worry about me day and night.
Charming,
said Mrs. Bramble.
See, Bonnie said desperately, I am already charming. I don't need lessons in it.
Mrs. Bramble glanced at her watch for the last time. This discussion is over, she warned. I have a job to keep, so get in the car and sit on it quietly before I smack it. The woman behind the desk peered doubtfully at Bonnie's scowl and Bonnie's faded jeans. Charm school? Are you sure? To me she looks a little more like Woodwork One or starting French. French only lasts an hour, said Mrs. Bramble, and Woodwork One doesn't begin till tomorrow. It's all today we need. Seeing the puzzled look on the woman's face, she went on to explain, you see, I'm just starting a new job and I need to learn better accounting skills, and her father's still sitting in a lay-by with a broken-down furniture van, and obviously she hasn't had any time to make any new friends yet.
I don't want new friends, Bonnie interrupted sourly. I want my old friends back.
Mrs. Bramble bit her lip, then bravely carried on. And what with the telephone not working yet, it wasn't possible to find a sitter, so she peered anxiously at her daughter, who glared back in a mixture of irritation and humiliation.
Still, the woman said, still doubtful, charm school?
That's all there is, said Mrs. Bramble, apart from copperplate handwriting, unless you let her off the baby.
Oh, no, the woman said, you can't do practical parenting without a baby. You have to bathe it, you see.
She gave Bonnie a nervous glance, as if she feared someone who looked as sullen and resentful as Mrs. Bramble's daughter would just as soon drown a baby as wash it nicely behind the ears. One all-day charm school it is, then, she said, taking the money, and one all-day bookkeeping advanced.